aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Father Barber and Betty at Jack's house next door to the family home.
Wasn't it a wonderful Christmas, Father Barber?
Yes.
It was so good to see Teddy looking so happy again.
First Christmas she's been with us in a long time.
Yes, and she would have missed this one if Elwood hadn't gone away.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the Barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of acid indigestion. First, because Alka-Seltzer contains an alkalizer that acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. First, because Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your acid-upset stomach. And fast, Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from acid indigestion. Fast, because Alka-Seltzer is a bubbling, refreshing solution that is ready to go to work instantly to help relieve acid-upset stomach. Yes, for fast relief of acid indigestion, always alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief of acid indigestion. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy to give you fast relief from acid indigestion. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 22, Book 81. This was quite a satisfactory Christmas for Father Barber, all things considered. Once again, he surrounded himself with his beloved family, and it was a joyous reunion. Pinky was missing, of course, but the young man is working industriously in an Oregon lumber camp, which augurs well for his future. Also missing was Elwood, but even that had its compensations, for it solved an awkward situation and permitted Teddy to join in the family celebration. So, all in all, the head of the House of Barber reflects on the holiday just passed and pronounces it good. Right now, he is going through the hedge to his son Jack's house next door to the family home. On the horizon of the Pacific, a great ball of sun is sinking into the water. Henry pauses at the back steps to contemplate the beauty of the sight with the proprietary interest of a true San Franciscan. Up to standard, he concludes, and goes up the steps.
You home, Betty?
Hello, Father Barber. I thought I heard somebody coming up the back stairs.
Yes.
Come in, come in. I just came into the kitchen to see how my soup was coming along.
Smells good.
Excuse me till I give it a stir, and then we'll go in the living room.
No, I'll sit down right here. This is fine. Yeah, you go right ahead, my dear. I'm only going to stay a minute. Just came over to see how my six little grandchildren survived Christmas. They had quite a day of it.
And they were pretty tired this morning, but they got up from their naps feeling fine. Nicolette's taken them all over to Claudia's. They wanted to see Penelope's presents.
Oh, you're all alone then?
Jack will be here before long. He hated like the dickens to get up and go to the office this morning. Oh, forgot to stir my soup. Wasn't it a wonderful Christmas, Father Barber?
Yes.
It was so good to see Teddy looking happy again. She really enjoyed herself, didn't she?
First Christmas she's been with us in a long time.
She seemed like her old self. When Jack and I left last night, she came up and kissed us both. Kind of surprised me in a way, because she isn't very demonstrative. And I must have looked a little funny, because at first she said, I guess I just feel like I want to kiss everybody in the family. It's so good to be here again. I sniffed, Jack said. I felt sorry for her.
Yes.
I think her heart would have been broken if she hadn't been there.
Huh?
I mean, if Elwood hadn't gone away. Jack said Teddy would never have put in an appearance with Elwood there. If it was, it worked out perfect. Don't you think, Father Barber?
Well, at least Elwood was with his own people, so I imagine his holiday hasn't proved to be too desolate for him.
Yes, poor Elwood. Seems a shame he and Teddy... Oh, I think I hear Jack.
Huh?
The car just pulled into the driveway. Excuse me. Hi, darling.
Hi.
Bet you can't guess who's here.
Huh?
Father Barber. Tired?
Oh, little boy. How are you, honey? Give me a kiss. Well, hi, Dad.
Jack, my boy.
Something smells good. What's cooking?
Soup. We're having kind of a peasant dinner tonight after that big Christmas feast. Oh, Jack, before you do another thing, you've got to fix Mary Lou's gum machine.
Oh, brother, it's starting already. Where are the kids?
Nicolette's taking them over to see Penelope.
Oh. Seems like they no sooner get their presents home than I have to start mending them.
It isn't broken, Jack. We just couldn't get the bottom off the thing to get the gum out to put in the top.
Run that over again, Betty. I'm a little confused.
Well, I'll get it and show you what I mean. Mary Lou said her daddy would be able to fix it.
Okay. I go through this every Christmas, Dan.
Have to expect that with children, my boy.
Oh, sure. How's Mom feeling today? It wasn't too much for her having that big mob of us for dinner?
Oh, no. She's feeling first rate.
Well, she can take it easy for a while now, I hope. Pretty confusing around the holidays, but I imagine everything will settle back into the usual routine before long. Andy will be leaving again for school, so it'll just be Paul and Cliff.
Or... Yeah, yeah, but Teddy will be back with us, of course.
Oh, she really is moving back into the house, huh? Betty and I thought she would be. Wouldn't you expect...
I had to hunt everywhere to find the key to this gum machine. Here you are, Jack. See? The gum's in the bottom. You unlock it and take the gum out and put it in this glass top. Then you put a penny in it, and it works like a regular little vending machine. Isn't it cute, Father Barber? Mary Lou just loves it. Mm-hmm.
Give me the key. It looks pretty simple to me. Couldn't you unlock it, Betty?
Key wouldn't turn. Mary Lou said I wasn't strong enough and to wait till Daddy got home. So see what you can do with it. Here, I'll hold the glass top.
Huh? Let me see that thing.
Just a second, Dan. Shouldn't be anything to it. You just put this key in, and then you turn.
See? Won't turn.
Now, something jammed in there, I guess.
Try turning it the other way.
I did. This little key's so flimsy, I'm afraid I'll break it off.
Yes. Let me try it, Jack. Now, this was made for children to operate, so there must be some easy way to do it. You're probably not going at it right.
Okay, Dad, here.
You see, the important thing is never to force anything like this. If properly done, it should work very smoothly. It should turn to the left. It doesn't seem to go that way.
I fiddled with a fool thing for half an hour.
The person who made this must have been left-handed.
Yeah, or drunk.
No excuse for careless workmanship. Doesn't seem to turn either way. There's gum inside here, you say, Betty?
Uh-huh, supposed to be. Doesn't look as if we're ever going to see it, though.
They shouldn't make a flimsy thing like this. Can't put any pressure on it.
That's what I told you, Dad. Here, let me have...
Just a moment, if you please. If this isn't going to work for me, it certainly won't work for you.
Okay.
I'll open this somewhere. Yeah, it's beginning to turn.
Excuse me, Father Barber, but I think you're just...
That did it. You broke the key right in two.
Faulty construction, that's what did it. Take this thing back to the store and make them replace it. Yes, no pride in workmanship anymore. Turn things, think out by the thousands with no thought of whether they'll work. I can remember the day when if a craftsman turned his hand to anything, he wasn't satisfied until his project was perfect.
What do we tell Mary Lou when she gets
it? Yes. I'll take it with me. I'll go to the store and take care of it myself tomorrow.
No, you don't have to bother with it, Father Barber.
No, bother. Just tell Mary Lou her grandfather is taking care of it. Don't think it'll be necessary to mention that that this one is broken. Simply tell her I'm getting her a new one, that this one didn't work.
Okay, Dad.
I'll be getting on home now.
Don't you want to wait till the children get home? They ought to be here very soon.
No. I've stayed longer than I intended already.
Well, what's the big hurry?
Well, I had planned to be there when Paul arrived with Teddy. He was going to go right from the airport to Miss Pemberton's apartment and get Teddy and all her things.
Oh, she's moving in this afternoon.
Teddy is?
Yes, I imagine they're already there by now.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I'll bet she's about the happiest girl in the world to be back home again. Oh, it's the greatest feeling in the world. Just think, Paul, I'm back home again. Oh, let's sit down a minute. I'll unpack everything later.
You're tired?
Oh, no. I just want to be sure I'm not dreaming. That it's really true I'm here. In my own room right under the eaves, where I can hear the rain at night and the wind coming off the ocean and everything the way it used to be. Oh, I hope I never, never have to leave this room again as long as I live. You'll never know how much I missed it. And you... Oh, Maudie was wonderful to me, of course, and her apartment is darling, and she did everything in the world to make me happy, but night after night over there, I'd lie awake for hours with a feeling of loneliness that was almost unbearable. I'd try to think happy thoughts to get myself out of it. And you know what the happy thoughts always were, Paul?
What?
My room, your studio, trying to picture every book on your shelves, bricks in your fireplace. There's not a single foot of this whole place up here that I haven't described down to the tiniest detail to Maudie. I must have made it sound pretty fascinating, too, because you heard what she said when we left.
What?
You know, it was her ambition to have a house someday with an attic in it, so she could make it over the way you have this one. When she came for Christmas dinner, the first thing she wanted to see was my room and your studio up here. And she said it was just the way I'd described it.
Marty's going to miss you, Teddy. She's very fond of you.
Yes, and she's kind of fond of you, too. You know that, don't you?
Well, Marty likes everybody, I think.
You know something? This is terrible, and I'm almost ashamed to say it, but I couldn't help being a tiny little bit jealous the way she played up to you when you came into the apartment this afternoon to get my things.
Oh, you're mad,
aren't you? I'm not, Paul. Ever since she met you, she's been intrigued. She told me so.
Yes, and she told me when she was here for dinner that she was intrigued with Cliff. I think Marty is pretty easily intrigued, as a matter of fact.
Well, she likes men, all right. But I remember now that she did say she thought Cliff was cute. Oh, maybe he's more her type. I think you sort of awe her a little. She said she couldn't quite make you out. I think I'll tell her to concentrate on Cliff. Don't you think that's a good idea?
For Marty or for Cliff?
Well, for both of them. They're kind of at loose ends. Maybe they could do something for each other.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. It's double your money back if you don't like Bactine. That's right. Double your money back, ladies, if you don't like this remarkable new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. That's Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine helps protect against the spread of infection. Yes, it's a powerful antiseptic and germicide that fights germs effectively. And yet, and this is important, it is soothingly gentle, does not hurt like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing. It has a fresh, clean odor, too. In addition to its antiseptic qualities, Bactine gives effective relief for itching skin due to heat rash. It helps relieve the itching and combat the infection of athlete's foot. Try Bactine, too, as a household and sick room disinfectant and sanitizer. As I said, Bactine is a remarkable product. You'll agree once you've tried it. And we want you to do that on our no-risk, double-your-money-back guarantee. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and use it. If you don't think it is the finest all-around antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, find out for yourself on this no-risk offer how wonderful this amazing new family antiseptic is. Be sure you ask for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Yeah. Did you get all your things unpacked and settled in your old room, Teddy, my dear?
Oh, yes. Back home again, Father Barber. And this time I hope it's forever.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Maudie calls at the family home. Chapter 23, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.